John chapter 5, as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. Thank you for letting me and Mrs. Camilleri get away to visit our daughter, son-in-law, and seven grandchildren, because our son and his wife down there in Texas as well, in a great missions conference. We got about 20 to 25 sermons in 5 days, so you have to bear with me a little bit today if I'm a little excited. Lots of great highlights, lots of great missionaries, and probably the greatest highlight of my week was that my son and my daughter-in-law, my little granddaughter Roma, actually came to the Missions Conference International Festival on Friday night, and we just had a good time together, and it was just good to see them there and just... You know, they used to go to church. He used to go to church there, and lots of folks just bringing up some old memories and things like that. So thank you for your prayers, and it is a blessing to be back. John chapter 5. Verse 19, Jesus going around a little bit with these Pharisees. You know, they're not too happy that he made himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verse 19 of John chapter 5, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. That's important. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. Even as they honor the Father. Someone comes knocking on your door and they say, we honor the Father, but we don't quite honor the Son the same. If they don't honor the Father as the same way as they honor the Son, the Father which hath sent him. You ought to honor the Father and the Son. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, he hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Let me read that again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Aren't you glad he stopped there and didn't give you a list of 20,000 things that you couldn't keep anyways? And if you could, you'd still be doing them in your heart. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You remember the date or the season in your life when you passed from death unto life? I hope you do. I know when I come into this physical world, there's a record of it. May 27, 1960. And there's another record when I was born of God, May 17, 1987. I hope you have a record. I hope you know. Because if you don't know, that's bad news. The good news is you can know. You can know. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, everlasting. You know what that means? It lasts forever. Life. And shall not come to condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this. For the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear I judge. And here's our text today. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Let's pray together. Father, we sure do thank you for your word. Glad we got some good news in a bad world. Glad we got some light in a dark world. Glad we got some positive things, Lord, with nothing but negative and heartache and misery around us. Lord, thank you for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Thank you for these words. I pray you'd bless these words to your people's heart as you have to mine. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, my judgment is just. Hebrews 9:27 said, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's a judgment coming. God is a judge. And unlike many a worldly judge, His judgment is just. You'll never have to worry about getting before Him and it wasn't fair. You know, you read about these, there's actually organizations now and they study this DNA, and their mission is to get people out of prison that don't belong there. Guy been in prison 25 years and they found out, oh, it wasn't him after all. Sorry. Here's the truth we're going to give you today. Hell is a just judgment for a sinner. The wages of sin is death. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Judgment on sin is just. Judgment on sin is like a law, like any other laws. It's like the law of gravity. And the human economy, the body sins, it dies. When somebody, we meet people on the streets from time to time,